services, Lavazzi at boob1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 301. I'm Adam.
And I'm Isabella.
And the others couldn't be bothered to turn up for the show this week, could they, Isabella?
It's disgraceful.
Do you know what the excuses were?
Nope.
Well, Andy Nunny and Stormageddon. Well, Stormageddon's not been very well, which has prevented Andy Nunny from watching the Macro Terror this week. Sorry, okay. Magic wants to come in. Oh, and Star. Right, so that's excuse number one. The other one was Debbie Melrose, who didn't actually essentially opt out of the programme, but Isla's been very ill all week. So they've been posting saying, oh, you know, we might not be on the show this week. Not necessary, Debbie. But careful, that's right next to my microphone. So I just said, do you want to cancel this week? Obviously, nobody waited for the response of Kirby and Mary.
Nope.
And just said, yes, please. So the recording got cancelled. However, we can do a back-to-basics show.
Yay!
Which is good, because it means you don't have to watch Doctor Who. But don't say that, because you are supposed to watch Doctor Who, but that's essentially my job. But it just keeps the show rolling for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, right then. Things we need to talk about this week are... Last week, we had a competition, didn't we?
Did we?
Yes, don't you remember? We were the ones drinking, not you. Competition to win a Lavazzi
Fourth Doctor
scarf.
Yes, we did.
We did have this conversation, but but some donuts decided to pick a ridiculously hard question, didn't they, when I gave them the easiest Doctor Who quiz books in the whole world.
Yeah.
Well, one of the donuts was you.
No, actually, definitely chose that question so I could read out.
Yes, but it was a... Because nobody entered the competition.
What?
Nobody entered the competition for the Lavazzi scarf. So, this, listeners, is your last chance before I get back to Meninda and say that no bugger wanted the Fourth Doctor scarf. So
can I have it?
No. We're going to ask a question which I would have thought. I thought of all people that could ask a simple Doctor Who question...
No, Debbie chose it.
Yeah, well, it's a stupid question. Well, right, this is... Sit down, where are you going? I don't need the book. I can make the question up myself. I have written hundreds, well, not hundreds, of quiz books. I don't need to refer to that. I just thought I'd bring you and Debbie into the proceedings, get you involved in it, but it all went a bit pear-shaped. So, I should ask the question, and this is the actual question. The winner of this competition... Oh, let me explain. Right, I'm rambling on a little bit here. Right. I'll provide you, first of all, with a question, which is, what do the initials TARDIS stand for? Quite a simple thing. Most Doctor Who fans should know this. Right? No, you're not supposed to answer it. I'm just saying, that's the question. What do the initials TARDIS stand for? Okay, right. Send your answers to 20.mb. That's wrong. I'll start again. 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. That's 20mb, not MMMM. Oh dear, I'm getting confused now. 20 megabyte dot feedback at gmail.com. It's quite a simple email address. The number 2, the 0, the letter M for mother, the letter B for brother, feedback, FEEDBACK, at gmail.com. Now, how many times have I said that email address?
5.
Right, what's the question, Isabella?
What does TARDIS stand for?
Correct. That's the not the answer. That's you got the question correct.
I know.
Right. Last chance, listeners. If nobody sends in any entries to this competition,
it's ours.
Basically, Lavazzi will be totally uninterested in this podcast and think that we don't have any listeners, because it's very generous of them to provide us with this particular prize. So who are our sponsors, Alicia? Oh, I called you Alicia. I do apologise. Oh, my God, you're not going to go and eat a pizza, are you? Sorry, I didn't mean to come on. Apparently, I hear that at dancing, Alicia got called Isabella at dancing this week.
What?
Kirsty said she kept on calling Alicia Isabella.
I don't even like pizza.
You will do one day. We'll know that things are going a bit pear-shaped.
Wait, what age does Alicia like pizza?
13. Yeah, she only liked a specific type of pizza, though.
Who asked you? Shut up.
Right. So, that's the competition. Last okay. chance. Entries to that email address, please enter. It's a simple question. The names will... The winning the entries, hopefully everybody that enters, will go into a hat. And I literally mean a hat. It'll be my hat. Probably my Saints hat.
Yeah.
And Saints. And then one of those names will be drawn out of the hat.
Yeah.
Obviously, when sending in your names, please send in your email addresses or contact details. Uh-oh, here comes she, must be a babe. Ooh. I'm not wearing lingerie today, then, Deb.
Hey?
Not wearing any lingerie today. Having listened back to the highlight show, it seems that you it seems anyway. Like wearing lingerie when I'm in the background on podcasts and quite...
What's your thinking,
Deb? No, a lot of occasions. Right, let's cover that little bit of housekeeping. Right, we've got some old favourites coming back on the show this week. First one is...
Me?
Well, yeah, not quite.
No.
What is it going to be? What am I going to bring back for the... we always have on the 20 Even? Megabyte... well done. Back to basics show. Right, so how do we do that then, Izzo? What should you call it?
Well, basically, you just go on eBay.
And do what? I thought... Yeah.
Who don't you get?
No, that's one of the other sponsors, dear.
Right.
Yes, who was it? So it's a very, very good segue into one of our other sponsors.
Just go on Doctor Who and just start. That'll be just things.
So we go, you type Doctor Who, go highest price first, so the highest listed price on eBay this week. That's what I'm starting to. You're going to have to read that one out yourself. What does it say? £4,000. So what's it say?
William Hartnell signed autograph and letter framed Doctor Who autograph 1966.
So notice that they've fuzzed it out a bit. It looks like you can't really see. Oh, you can see the Hartnell signature on there.
Yeah.
And you can see this bit here as well.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm coughing. Yes, a framed, signed letter and photograph of William Hartnell. Not surprisingly, nobody's put any bids in for that yet, because I think the starting price of £4,000 could be considered to be a little bit high.
Too high.
What do they think? Doctor Who fans are rich?
I think they're very greedy.
Who's really greedy?
Like the people who are selling that. It's very greedy.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to try and find ones with bids against. Now this is where it gets a bit tricky and tend to drag it out a little bit. So
really
what we're going to do, while I'm doing that, I'm going to bring up the news page so you can have a little skip through news while I see if I can find an eBay item that's relevant. Right. There's your news page. Let's take it back a bit. We didn't do news last week. I wonder why. dear me. Okay, right. Let's take it back to there. If you finish reading it, please tell me. Meanwhile, I'll look through the eBay bit. Carry on. Have I just put the page over the top of it so you can't read it? Sorry about that. There you go.
You bad. There's a 12 Doctor comic book. In year 2, #3.
Why are you rocking backwards and forwards?
I don't know.
We're not in a ship, you know. Why are you rocking sideways now?
I don't know.
Yeah, go on. Was that it? Sorry. This one then, that one there.
Okay, BBC Shop to close.
Yes.
The BBC Worldwide is to close the online BBC Shop, which sells books, DVDs, Blu-rays and games related to BBC output. Instead, the company will concentrate on the BBC Store, which launched last year and often digital copies of BBC programmes. BBC Worldwide explained its thinking. The shop closes on 30th March. A number of bargains, including items of Doctor Who merchandise, can be obtained while stock lasts.
Well done. Right, so next is...
Ooh. Okay, right, let's have a look. Peter Capaldi discussed feature.
Capaldi.
Capaldi. Peter Capaldi discusses future. Peter Capaldi appeared on a number of programmes yesterday to promote the release of Doctor Who, the complete ninth series of on DVD, Blu-ray and through the BBC store, during which he also discussed his present and potential future involvement with the show.
Yeah.
Speaking on BBC Radio Scotland's The Janice Forbes Show, he discussed his thoughts on continuing to play the Doctor when the show's next lead writer, Christopher Chibnall, takes over with presenter Eddie Stark.
Presenter? What does it say, presenter? Oh, yeah. So it does. Never mind, I'll leave that. So it's just a load of quoting about the
I know.
The thing. So we won't refer to that anymore. Oh, look.
Oh.
Oh, before we move on to that, I found the number one item on eBay, which with bids against.
Really?
That is a Doctor Who Product Enterprise Tomb of the Cybermen classic diorama statue.
And by the way, that's the second Doctor.
Yeah, it's the second Doctor. I never said it wasn't.
Did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't say the Doctor.
No, I said what it says in the listing. Well, most people know that Tomb of the Cybermen is a second Doctor story, and we'll be covering that in a few weeks' time. Carry on, back to the news.
Genesis of the Daleks back on vinyl.
Vinyl.
Damon Records to be release a special version of the 1970s vinyl soundtrack of Genesis of the Daleks, featuring linking narration.
Yes. You got that right, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you confidence in your abilities to read.
Featuring linking narration by Tom Baker as part of this year's record store day, taking place on 16th of April 2016.
Sorry, your mother's just faffing in the background for our wedding fair equipment.
Oh my god.
Oh, we're moving on to the next bit. Well, before you move on to the next.
I found another bid.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. The next thing with bids against is
the vintage 1966 original Dalek action paint and puzzle book BBC TV by Souvenir Press.
Yeah, so it's a puzzle book.
And there's five bids on it, and it's £104.
And the third item, straight underneath,
is Doctor Who, the Master, Rare Roger Delgado, signed autograph. Two bids, and it's £101.99.
So there you go. That's us. We've managed to complete eBay. That's a success story, that is.
Yes.
Right, back on to the news. You finished the Genesis of the Daleks vinyl story,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, we did. Okay. Series 9 exhibits arrive at the Doctor Who Experience. The Doctor Who...
Where the Doctor Who Experience, then?
The Doctor Who Experience in Cardiff has now been updated to feature props and costumes from the latest series of Doctor Who shown last year, including the Christmas special, The Husbands of the Song. Costumes include those worn by the Doctor, Clara Riversong and Ashilda. Sorry.
You see my lens in there? I'll have that because I need that.
Alongside monsters such as the Maya the Salmon.
You've worn the Maya helmet.
Yeah, I have.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
You wore it at the Doctor Who exhibition. A great big thing you had on your head. You had your picture taken with it.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know where it is.
Yeah, I remember now. It's ginormous.
Yes.
Really heavy. Especially the gun.
I don't think it was that heavy. Somebody was actually holding it for you.
It's so pretty heavy.
Okay, if you say so. Far be it from me to destroy the illusion.
I forgot myself. Salmon, the Veil and Colliery Staff.
Yes.
Displays.
Colony Staff.
That's what I said.
You said Colliery Staff.
No, I didn't. Displays also include sets such as the Davros Hospital.
She's swearing in the background as well. Sorry, your mother's...
Displays also include sets such as the Davros Hospital Room and Trap Street.
Okay, right. So next bit,
Lethbridge Stewart the
Havoc
Files in his kiss. As part of the ongoing series of Lethbridge Stewart
novels,
Candy Jarbutz also published a number of short stories to accompany them as downloads. These have now been collected together and will be published as an anthology. The Havoc Files.
Yeah, it is. That is quite correct. It's just the way you said it was quite amusing.
Anthology.
Anthology, yeah. All right,
okay. Peter Capaldi, Draw My Life. Peter Capaldi has been talking to the fan show who asked him to draw his Doctor Who life. Like all good artists, he decided to interpret the brief and draw some old Doctors.
There you go. I'm not going to play his video of that, but it does sound rather interesting. Talking to Peter Capaldi, he was actually on Lorraine this week.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know? You went to school.
It said the day before it showed that he was going to be on the Lorraine.
Oh, okay. She's still faffing in the background, by the way, for listeners are wondering what the...
I like faffing.
Yeah, clearly. Right, so that's a look at the... pardon me.
Farting.
Yeah, right. We were going to get... Last week we were going to talk about the messages from the listeners in regards to the 300th episode. So I'm just going to see if I can find any. I did also, we had Ashley Hughes on the show last week, posted with a little link to his wedding video montage, which is on our business website, What Me and Your Mum Filmed. So that's obviously worth watching. And I'm on the wrong page here, as you can see. Let's see if I can go to the right page. Okay, let's see if I can find some comments. 300, what are you chumming around your mouth? That's come up on the microphone, you know. Right. Yeah, there's got to be something. Kirby Bartlett Sloan. Can't believe nobody sent us any congratulation messages, but I'm starting to believe that's actually the case.
For what?
Well, Ashley Hughes said he listened to... What date was that? That's since we've recorded. He said, listen to the Power of the Daleks podcast early on. Really awesome podcast. It's a shame that most of the episodes, are missing. Should make it into a film and maybe do a film about the other missing Dalek stories. I think they already have, actually. But it wasn't very good. They've already made a more up-to-date version of that story with a different actor playing the Doctor. James David Hughes, who I do believe is Ashley's brother, said, considering the BBC just reanimated an entire missing episode of Dad's Army... Also consider for a story like Power of the Daleks has missing clips both from recordings, trailer and off-air, plus a huge range of telesnaps which the BBC released with their MP3 CD. It could be remade with animation and quite accurately they could do it. Right, let's move back down to this. I'm looking for people saying congratulations for the 300th episode. I'm quite disappointed. I still haven't found any yet, even though I remember seeing them. Oh, Robert Haynes, I'd like to say big congratulations to Adam. 300 shows, well done. Thank you for making me laugh all these years. Thank you for letting me be a part of all the madness too. Thank you to all the presenters, all the listeners, feedback contributors and sponsors. So the further comments to that one. Oh, I clicked on Jason Chuang. I didn't really want to. Sorry about the swearing in the background, listeners. It's like having Alicia back on the show. Oh, no, she never used to swear on the show. No, thanks. Jason Chuang said, shush. Jason Chuang said, same here. I am to be part of it and on and off. That's Jason. Andy Nunny, Dawn said, you enjoyed that. Thanks, Adam Pearce, and I have made a lot of friends through podcasting. Robert Haynes said, that is so true, Jason Chuang. It's nice to have a podcast that can have people from three countries. Robert Haynes, yes, thank goodness for Skype. And then he said, we even had some Russians on one time too. We heard that in the car, but you were playing music while it was on. Robert Haynes said, anyway, I'm off to bed. Thanks for the fun, guys. Debbie Melrose said, thanks, everyone. As I left, Isabella was demanding a lightsaber fight from Adam. That got a couple of replies. And I just said she got one and was defeated. And Roy Haynes said, Adam Pearson, you evil Sith, you. Billy Kirkwright, I'm functioning on 2 hours sleep today, but looking forward to listening to the 300th ep. Robert said, I hope to actually get to bed tonight. Right, Robert McIntyre said, congratulations on 300 episodes, and many, many thanks for letting me join the show. I'm sure there were a few more than that, actually. Right, let's have a look at emails. Oh, I was already on that page. Oh, that's me emails out. Oh, funny feeling we didn't get many on there. I don't think we got any episodes. What'd she say?
Mm-mm.
Jeff Waddle says, can you read that or do you want me to do it?
I'm not sure what the gem is for the 300th of anything. I don't suppose there's much need for that. Just a quick wee response to say thanks for all the hard work and fun and laughs over the years. And that's to all those that have appeared on the podcast. It really is one of the highlights of my week. I started about episode 8 quickly, went back and listened to the first ones and haven't missed one since. No, wait a minute. That's Radio Free Scaro I'm thinking about. Oh well, yours isn't so bad either. Of course, having listened to all of them, it does mean that I'm now undertaking a course of medicines for mental health issues. Everything looks better with Prozac. So thanks for that. Have a wonderful day. Have a few drinks, have cake, and generally thanks again. Now delete this and pretend it never happened, because I've got an image as a grumpy old bugger to maintain and can't be seen to be positive, even though your podcast and all those who have contributed to it is what as positive as
that's about dear.
Is about as positive as I'll get about anything. Lang may
go to that bit. Lang may year lum reek at 20 megabyte HQ.
Cheers.
Yes, thank you, Jeff Waddle. Right. Well, I don't think there's any others. Well, what's this here? Old Patrick Bishop said he'd be on the 300th, but he couldn't do it because his car broke down. One from page 22 of the Reese Parton Book of Excuses. It's funny we didn't get anything from Reese himself, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, there might be something on the 20 megabyte page that I haven't spotted yet. So I'm going to give Reese benefit of the doubt and see if there is anything here. Not finding anything yet, does Isabella? No, definitely nothing. I thought he did, you know. I thought we got quite a few messages. Right, what's this? I just recorded my... Oh, this is Kirby posting his original posting when he said, I just recorded my first audio feedback for a Doctor Who podcast and sent it to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Hope it isn't too lame. So he'd done that on the 10th of March 2011. Edward Owen said, how'd that turn out for you? So how did it turn out for Kirby then, Isabella? Hello? Anybody there? How did it turn out for Kirby, him sending in that original bit of feedback 6 years ago? Well, he ended up on the show. It's almost exactly six. In fact, he's gone exactly 6 years ago. Billy Kirkbright said, I have my first recorded Facebook somewhere. Oh, feedback. Sorry, not Facebook, because he said FB. Scott Erlandson, Kirby, you know that you turned out to be the star of the show. I'm not too sure about that, Scott. Thanks for sending in that first bit, because it turned out to be a wonderful move. Kirby then said, to quote Robert Heinlein, I am but an egg. Valentine, Michael Smith, Stranger in a Strange Land. Then he said, I said it twice. I'm not going to say it twice. Silly man. I'm sure we had more messages than that.
No, we don't.
I'm a bit disappointed. I spent 4 months putting that compilation thing together. a big hint that we were going to have 300 episodes to celebrate and hardly get any messages. Oh, well. Talking of compilation clips, unless you're not very aware, that you probably got it appearing on your iPod or whatever, there is a special episode. It's not a podcast. Despite what Kirby says, it is an audiobook which is on the podcast feed. It's called The Story of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, by way of massive compilation of clips and the best bits from every episode of the show. It's about 6 hours and 40 minutes long. So if you've got time
to spare. Could hear it in the car.
Yeah, but you didn't want to because you played your music while it was on.
I would be bored.
Why would you be bored? I've actually put together the best clips. That means the best clips, the funniest clips, your first appearances, everybody's first appearances on the show. Mary's, Kirby's. Oh, something there. Oh, I don't wonder. I'm accidentally phoning somebody. Isabella.
That's funny.
Stop doing silly noises. Okay, well now, before we finish this little Back to Basics show, it's going to... Shush! We're going to... what's the word for it? Go back, reinvent, or review. No, that's not it. We're going to... No. It's an old favourite of the show, and I can't find... Oh, there we are. This is for your benefit, Isabella. I'm zooming in so you can actually see it.
So should I start from suppose, the bottom?
No, you really do realise if you start pronouncing these words incorrectly... you get fired from doing this particular feature.
How dare you?
Quite easily. Now, your mother's standing there pointing at you, which worries me a little bit, because I don't know what she's pointing at you for. Here is! It's back! The Top 20 Doctor Who Podcasts!
Wait.
Yeah, I mean, you should go that way, upwards. Yeah, that didn't work too well, did
why
it?
Did I do that?
That's, what does it say? It says compile 10th of March 2016. That's obviously not a podcast called compile the 10th of March 2016.
Okay. At 20, Doctor Who, a Doctor Who podcast. 19, Who Back When. 18, Theta Sigma's Doctor Who podcast. 17, Arrow of Time. 16, Pex Lives.
Lives.
Pex.
Do you want me to do it?
A Doctor Who podcast.
Don't look at it across right there. Lives and lives are the same word. It's just the the context. Yes.
15, Doctor Who, the High Council. 14, The Web of Queer.
I wonder what that one's about. I had a look into that one. It's a podcast that is specifically for run by and for gay members of the Doctor Who fandom.
At 13, Gallifrey Public Radio. 12, Stories from the Vortex.
Which is a child of this show. Stories of the Vortex was born from this podcast. Because Matthew Kressel buggered off and did the show without us. No more.
11, Wanderers in the Fourth Dimension, A Journey Through the Doctor Who.
And into the big top 10.
The Doctor Who
Prognosis.
Negative. At 9, The Doctor Who Big Blue Box Podcast. 8, Mostly Harmless Cutaway. 7, The Crinoid Podcast. At 6, The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
It's a shame you couldn't say it, right?
20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, which is us. At 5, Lazy Doctor Who. 4, Next Stop Everywhere, the Doctor Who podcast. At 3, Memory Cheats. 4, Verity.
I've gone back down. I've gone 3 and went to 4. I think what you think it's not number 4, dear.
I mean 4 next.
No, you said 4 is there. You've done that one. You're up here now. No, we've done number 3. That was Memory Cheats.
2, Verity.
Boo! Ooh, come on, everyone. Boo! I'm warning. Well, Matthew Kressel met them and said that he was on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, and they said they'd never heard of us, so I will boo them forever until we get some sort of feedback from them. Here, go on.
And at 1, Tin Dog Podcast.
Right, now, thank you for that, Isabella. I think I probably would have done it better myself, but I suppose we have to... along with these things. Yes, compile the 10th of March. So every Wednesday, I must compile this particular chart.
Okay.
And it's compiled by looking on iTunes. Well, you go on iTunes, you type in Doctor Who, yes? We're not in the iTunes store. And you go, you scroll down this until you get to podcasts. Click on podcasts, click on all, and then you view all the podcasts. Then you have to look at, in each individual podcast to see which show was released in the previous 7 days. Those that are not released in the previous 7 days, of the, say on this instance, the 10th of March, do not get into the charts because they haven't actually published a show. So this is the results of that particular survey. Okay? Yes. And guess who has to do all that work?
You.
Correct. Right then. So next week, because the others couldn't be bothered to do the show this week, and it'll be next Sunday, funny enough, so that's Sunday the 20th of March, we will be, whether they're here or not, reviewing a show called The Macra Terror. And like I said, if they're not here, I'll have to do it on my own, won't I, Isabella? That's going to be a bit tricky. I expect Kirby will turn up. So, and also, watch the space for the next edition of the Back to Basics show, when I might have actually managed to get Isabella to watch an episode of Doctor Who. Probably unlikely, but I will try my best. But until next time, thank you for listening to the show. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting, it didn't say yo.
UK production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by WhoWon.co.uk, Lavazzi.co.uk, and Audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.